Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, this will be playing in the Cardinal Clubhouse tonight. This is kind of it.
It's what I hear when I've been in there.
Kind of a good thread also on the fan page where guys are not sure of the name of some adult film stars, and then they're just posting pictures of them and then asking if people can identify them.
That's actually a really good hot shots of that game. I think that would be good.
It wouldn't be fair for somebody to go up against me. I'd just essentially be the answer key.
You know all of them.
I'd like to think so. I guess there's some ones who are into the dirty, dirty stuff, and that really isn't my bag. To each their own, I say, but it isn't my bag, and so I might not necessarily recognize them.
What's your bag, Doug?
That's a good question.
Nothing. I don't really have a bag. I'm bagless.
Flip that off.
No.
Right. A lot of people look at me and say, what's going on with your beard? And yeah. I say, Anna Marie's good friend was over yesterday. Jay Murder. You know Jay Murder? You've met Jay Murder.
Jay Murder?
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I know Jay Murder.
Oh, yeah. Jay Murder was over.
What's his real last name? Murder is his last name.
Jay Murder is a woman.
Oh.
Anna Marie's maid of honor.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, you're growing a beard. And I said, yeah. She goes, yeah, that doesn't look bad. And I'm like, that's a ringing endorsement.
Doesn't look bad. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to keep it?
I don't know. Ben was asking me about it. And every time I've grown a beard, something awful happens. I mean, every time.
Probably unrelated.
Every time. And Anna Marie actually buys into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's uncomfortable with me.
Well, maybe she's uncomfortable with the beard, the whiskers, not actually the idea of the beard.
No, she's uncomfortable with that bad things happen.
Oh, okay. Is the Missouri football season a result?
No, that's made me money.
Do you buy into it?
Nurse?
Do you buy into it?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You need to shave it then.
Ah, but I can tell you really are anti my beard.
No, I like the beard.
No, you got high pitched right there. That's an easy. I'm going to come over the top and take the pot. I'm going to come over the top and take the pot.
I think a nice mustache. No, I'm serious. No. Take the beard out. You gotta visualize it, but just
right.
And not Doug, just one of those.
How do you like this? Right there, like Chuck Todd.
For the listeners, can you give it a scratch against the mic there? There you go.
Can you hear it? No.
Oh, it's, is the call waiting drowning it out?
It's called Nat. That's called Nat sound, Doug.
You would know that sound
if you recorded your own shots.
Right, I couldn't really hear it.
You knew how to work a camera like Charlie. You know that.
Fozzie, when you say mustache, you don't need to take your fingers and put them over the top of your lip. We know where the mustache is. If you ever ask somebody, if you say to somebody, what's a goatee? If you ask them that question, 100% of the people will put their hand on their chin and go, well, it's a little chin and mustache. Everyone will do that. You cannot describe it without putting your hand there. So let's see if we can not do that, all right?
Just say mustache.
Without running your finger across the top.
You could pull off a stash, though. You're a dad now.
What happens?
That's kind of the final check.
I don't know. Growing up in South City, that's what the guys who would sit and watch the playground would have.
You had guys watching the playground?
Yeah, we did. There was one guy for like about a month who was just
monitors?
Walking around the park. Like, was it 89? 90. Early 90?
Sometimes I'll show up at Francis Park wearing a hooded sweatshirt and sunglasses and a fake mustache and watch kids play.
Accurate.
That was just dad training.
I did a 30 for 30 on it, and that was me voicing the leads.
And Chris Hansen walked in afterwards.
Yeah, there was one guy. He kind of looked like Kirk Cameron's friend on Growing Pains, but not Boner, not Richard Stabone, his other friend.
Is it possible this guy was just walking around the park?
He was around
exercise?
All the time. It was a whole thing in South City.
This 53-year-old is bringing candy.
Did you bring my M&Ms?
Okay.
Well, anyway, if I do and when I do shave, Doug, I will do so with Harry's Razors. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price. By owning the factory and taking less profits, they pass those savings directly onto you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and we have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/InsideSTL to get it now. Get started with your Harry's free trial offer today. All you do is cover just a few bucks in shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com/InsideSTL. It's harrys.com/InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Your thoughts are welcome by emailing in Hotshots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Suspension special at Hotshots. Hotshots, voted the number one sports bar in St. Louis, and that's where we will be on Thursday night. Hotshots on Dorset. Larry Nickel there. Iggy sounds like he's got Sabrina and the Sinners. Selena, Doug, is it Selena and the
Sinners? I don't know who it is.
Selena and the Sinners?
I don't know.
Go on YouTube. Type in Selena Ford. You'll enjoy it.
If you still hate the Rams, you're in luck. They do at Hot Shots as well. Join them all season as they slam the Rams at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for the 2017 season. You can come hate watch Stanley Steamer's team with them, and every time the Rams lose, you win. Hot Shots customers can celebrate each Rams L with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following each loss this season. Come root against the Rammies at Hot Shots and enjoy delicious beer all season long. You cannot beat that combination. It's all season long at Hot Shots. Slam the Rams plus TMA live there on Thursday. It's presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning. It's unbelievable what we have for you. It really is. You kind of go, whoa, you know?
The waitresses are excited. I saw them Wednesday. We went there before Stevie Nicks, and a couple of waitresses said, oh, you guys are here Thursday, right? They're excited.
Was that the one where we did the weigh-in?
No, I think that was Illinois somewhere.
No. Because that's... Because Timberfake brought his, quote, girlfriend at the time, and then she wound up making out with one of the waitresses, and that waitress was legitimate. And there's the picture of, like, me in the background really enjoying it and you setting it up. It's a great action
shot. Maybe it was Dorset, because I remember that girl was very, she was very cute, and I said, God, why don't I come in here more? Because she's right next door to me, basically.
Sea Monster from the other room says, yes, you're correct. He remembers these times.
I don't know why I questioned you to begin with.
It's Dorset west of 270, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, I think we were there.
I wasn't going to
bring... It's in a strip mall, kind of back in the...
That's right. Yeah. You know what I do sometimes?
No, what?
I'll either get the Hot Shots Red Hot Riplets, or if I'm craving Siblings, there's a Siblings right there at I-270 and Dorset. I guess it's Dorset.
Yeah.
And then I'll wash it down with a chicken sandwich. So I'm getting two different chicken dishes from...
Don't say dishes. Let's say chicken dishes.
You get sides? You get fries?
Damn right I do. What kind of question is that?
Did you see earlier...
I went to a Mexican restaurant on Saturday night... First night that we were out of the house since Jameson was born. Mm-hmm. And it used to be like, it's 8:30, you want to go get drinks and go to get dinner. And you just go. Now it's like a whole thing, of course. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, who has kids. So Anna Marie's parents come over and take care of them. And we just go up to Amigos right there in downtown Kirkwood. I really like that place. You ever been there?
I have, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very good.
And they have fries.
Wow.
And that's odd for Mexican
food with fries.
Right.
You can't ever get away from the fry. I think any restaurant in America will give you some fries because we insist upon it.
So I got these beef tacos, Doug, as you know, and she goes, "When beans and rice good?" And I said, "I think I'm going to substitute the fries." And I kind of smirk on my face like, "Yeah, I just won, didn't
rice.
I?"
I don't want black beans.
So you would get the fries too.
I don't care for black beans. No. I eat just about everything. I will not eat the black bean. No, it's not our friend.
You don't like the way they taste, or you don't like the after effects?
I like the way they taste.
I'm talking about gas.
Well, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I don't care for black beans and rice, so I'm not going to have it. I don't ever have to have it again the rest of my life.
Doug, this show seems to be on fire lately. Do you feel like the show's on fire lately?
No, I don't. Same show as always.
The show seems to be on fire lately. Any truth to the rumors that the show... Where are these rumors that the show will be expanding into the 6 o'clock hour? Thanks, I'll have a listen. Well, I just signed a contract, Doug, on August 24th, because you were so excited for me.
Well, not really.
And it takes us, takes me through 2021 to host 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. here on 590. So that's in the contract, and therefore, Don Lemming, I don't know, where are these rumors on the internet?
Don Lemon from
CNN? No, I'm not a big fan of his.
No.
Don Lemming.
Because he got drunk at that New Year's party? Or other reasons.
Yeah, he's Mr. He's a mess.
It's just a mess. Well, that's Don Lemon.
Yeah.
This is Don Lemming. And he says he's hearing rumors that we're expanding the show. And I know you wanted to. You're like, yeah, let's do 6 hours.
No. The women's station was just something that hit me like a bolt of light.
Totally different situation. Now, at that point, we had already planned our escape to another station when that was going on. But, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. is where this show is, Doug. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, we don't want to wake up any earlier than we're already waking up.
Right. And but the Seamaster and I, Seamaster's coming over to the house right after the show, talk about this podcast. Initially, I was thinking about, and I know Seamaster only wants to do, he doesn't want us to bite off more than we can chew out of the gate. But I kind of have all these ideas, and I'm just kind of, it's like word vomit when we meet. I want to do this, I want to do that, but then you got to be able to monetize it to effectively make sure that you're profitable. And there's not like a local podcast business model.
No.
So it's kind of like when I started Inside STL 12 years ago, we were like Lewis and Clark at the time, and people were still buying print, and now people are understandably buying radio and television, so the podcast thing will be a new thing. But anyway, I can't wait to do it. And we're in the podcast studio now. I want the Plowboy and Iggy to be involved. I think having Larry here for the adult film star interviews will be helpful. I don't know if we need to get a Comrex over in Alton or if it would be more cost effective just to drive him to and fro.
I actually think, I'm going to use a little sales thing here and say I think we can monetize even picking Larry up.
Wow, wow, wow.
Because we can. I think the videos have really caught on. Me and him have a great rapport.
You guys do. You're like Cagney and Lacey. Doug, you remember Tyne Daly?
Sure, I do. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, we can have my girlfriend involved and maybe she can do the video so we can see both of each other in the front seat.
Right.
You know,
that's good.
I think you can monetize that.
Scorsese.
So I think you're losing a lot of value by just leaving Larry in Alton. I think you bring him to the city. And I'll be more than happy to pick them up.
I wonder what kind of cost is associated with that.
Just the gas alone.
Right.
It actually wasn't as bad. I mean, I picked them up
a few
times.
What do you do like from here? Would you go Manchester 270 all the way to Alton?
Yeah.
Like there's that little thing that shoots off and then you go up to Alton?
270 to Alton.
376, 367?
I took a new way on the way back. I had to use my MapQuest. Mm. I forgot what it was.
MapQuest. You had printed out the directions?
I forgot what... I crossed over some road and then got there, but yeah.
Right.
So it only took me about 35 minutes.
And it's worth it to have Larry here.
Oh, you couldn't get there in 25 minutes from
here. So 45 minutes.
You should talk to Iggy. He's got this new thing on his phone where it will just tell you the directions.
Yeah, she actually tells me where to go.
Sweet.
It's crazy. You just punch in where you want to go and it gives you directions on your phone.
Just found that out a few TMA lives ago.
Please expand the show from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sincerely, Rational Thought. That's from P-Hump. Doug, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
Doug, you love waking up at what, 2? 2:30 to get here?
5 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
That'd be awesome. Like, we
give
so many takes.
Of talking? I don't enjoy talking.
Well, Blues open up their preseason schedule tonight against the Stars. Let's take a look at the lineups. It'd be so much fun.
I like this.
And then, like,
the
if they lose, we
the
can, like, talk about we're concerned and then, like, try and say something asinine to get calls in to fill the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the strategy.
Might
I think
work.
It could work.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think is the pivotal game there? I'm thinking Nashville.
Yeah, I think the pitiful game is going to be Nashville.
See, you could do that. Tim, Dan Caesar is now reporting the show will air from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. 6 days a week. Thanks, Misty Plop.
Well, if they doubled the pay,
no,
I guess
you
maybe
for
you
the
do
same,
it.
Quality
the same
of life,
pay,
baby. Quality of life.
But think how many more takes you could spit. It
Ooh.
Really is an investment.
And there's
you
value
look at it
in
as
the more
an investment.
Takes. Right.
Right. Like, your brand.
As my agent used to say when I was getting a bad salary in TV, go, yeah, but think about the exposure.
Getting those reps.
That was the way to kind of gently massage your balls as he's entering. That's what he's doing. He's massaging my balls. Oh, I'm only going to make this in New York City? Yeah, but think about the exposure. Well, I just got to lead anchor in New York, and I'm still underpaid. I'll massage your balls.
No.
That's what that is, the exposure equals massage balls. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, exposure is not worth anything. No, that doesn't spend.
I heard Tony Kornheiser. Doug, you know him from Pardon the Interruption.
I know who he is. I don't really know him.
Interview Adam Carolla a few months back. They were discussing podcasts, and Carolla's take was that you need to podcast pretty much every day to make them work. I don't know. And I'd be willing to do that.
But you can knock so many out in a day.
Well, Edmonds and I got together last week. Give you some inside baseball, and talked about putting our thing that we did on the radio a couple of years ago back together. But the thing that, you know, for me, when I was still operating the station, which I have not been here in 9 months, and for Jim, that was, you know, taxing, was that he's doing it 5 days a week, and obviously he doesn't, quote, need to do it. And then they became a lot of remotes, and so it wound up being Jim Edmonds autograph signing sessions.
Yeah.
But Jim was great with it. I mean, I don't know how I credit the way he handled that, because usually these guys make a lot of money for showing up and signing just for like an hour. I mean, there's guys who have continued streams of income from baseball doing that. So if we did it here in this studio, we could do like two interviews per day and do 2 days, and then we have four interviews for the month, and then we can release one each week. So that's how it would work. And so we're talking about doing that. And we'll see. Who knows? But we might just start off with me just doing one thing and then see if we can effectively monetize that and then grow the network. But I enjoy BSing. It was just operating the business that I really didn't necessarily care for. But it was done out of necessity. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to doing it. But Doug, if you want to do 5 a.m. to noon and do the show.
7 hours of morning radio. Does anybody have to do that?
I think the first hour would just
Doesn't Francesa do 1 to 6?
I don't know.
He does. I guess I get why he just sits there and texts people. I mean, well, I don't
The first hour is just Doug getting ready for the show.
The callers actually inform him on what happened the night before. Like the Penn State thing, he didn't even know that existed until the caller had a hot take, and then he had a producer bring up the...
Find me a game story.
Game summary.
He sits there by himself for 5 hours?
It sounds like no show
I gotta listen to it. Is it on a Sirius station?
I guess you can download it. Yeah, you can stream or download the podcast.
I just got to hear what he's talking. Like today, he'll be bitching about the Giants, I would imagine. Is he a Giants or Jets guy?
Oh, the Mets is a really hot topic of his. Matt Harvey, he thinks he spends too much time in the media. So like his
he has that for 5 hours a day?
Yeah, you got to fill time.
So what if I did 5 hours, I'd like bitch about Carlos Martinez's hair every day? Is that what I would do?
And then you would take calls for 45 minutes on that topic after you talk about it.
I guess that's what you do.
Dorothy Light, top of the hour, every hour.
We have trouble taking any phone calls.
We got call waiting.
Press conference Tuesday? Wednesday. Tuesday.
Tim, seriously, you need to do a show on porn and discuss everything porn. Thank you. That's from the Webster Groves Winnie Wiggly. Well, what I visualize is having interview, and I have. I mean, Kate and I have talked about doing it.
What?
Where she'd be set up in L.A., and that's where I think the Plowhawk and Iggy and Larry, and we can have our own thing. I don't know. Like I said, it enthuses me, but then the Sea Monster, because the Sea Monster is the responsible parent, even though he's like 10 years younger than me. He's like, let's not bite off more than we could chew. And he's right. You need to temper. Doug, you need to temper the enthusiasm. I know you want to do this 7 hours. And I'm like, really. Why don't we just expand to 5 first?
Well, my enthusiasm has been tempered. Been very well tempered. I think against doing 7 hours.
The additions with the Facebook Live and now with the multi-screen, I think it'd be cool
That's
to have.
That's huge. Like the Eric Estrada thing last night was big for the technology.
It's huge.
It looked like Larry was in a news studio, with like a graphic
right.
over his shoulder.
Yeah. And change.
But yeah, I would love to
make
see
a lot
him
of money with that.
If he could Skype with like a Caden Cross or something, to where like visual, you know, you could have eye contact with the two, and Larry could see like a little, you know, little lingerie outfit, and Larry gets wild
Who's
about
gonna
that.
Who's going to sponsor that?
Anybody?
Who do you think?
I
would?
Think the sponsors like would line up.
Nobody.
Larry.
Priscilla's,
Express Scripts.
I just doubt it. I just doubt it. I don't know what kind of audience they're reaching there.
Well, I'm with Seamaster, though. Even though I really do want to do a Legends of Porn / Iggy Celebrity.
Kay Parker, Aunt Peg.
Well, it'd be hard with her.
Margaret?
Seika.
Because of her peg leg?
Nina Hartley, Annie Sprinkle. But
she was the one who would vomit on people, right?
No.
And Sprinkle.
It's called a rainbow shower. Yeah.
And
I didn't even know that was a thing.
And tie in the celebrity sit-downs. But Seamaster's right. You need to get, because once you get started and you see how popular it is, then you build around that. You can't just Timmy starts and there's 9 different things on there. It's got to be you
right.
to start and then build around that.
When is the new studio going to be ready? Because I can't start it until we're out of here.
I don't know.
Plowhawk, do you know? Because it looks like it's ready to go.
Think about right a week and a half, 2
really?
Weeks at max. Yeah,
wow,
it looks
wow,
like
wow,
they just...
wow, wow. They've done a hell of a job here. Yep. I tip my cap. They've done a hell of a job here. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting.
And that'll free this studio up for you to...
Well, it always was going to be a podcast, not just for me, but yeah. for whoever else wants to do it. I'm super excited about it.
And we've got a full production studio back there, so this is
yeah,
just
that's where
for
the Seamaster sits. Yeah. And texts in corrections throughout the show. He's the Tony Reale of Pardon the Interruption, correcting our show.
Is this where you will podcast like the Dickens, or is that just a listening thing?
Yeah, I feel like podcasting like the Dickens is more listening.
I don't know. I think the sign there needs to be a sign up
It says
here.
PLTD.
The sign needs to be, podcasting like the Dickens in here. That will let everybody know that you know this is where
we do need some sort of pictures or
yeah,
a fat head or something in here. You know, it kind of seems
instead of an on-air light, a podcasting like the Dickens light,
PLTD, and then it flashes
perfect.
On and off. Doug, what's the MyBookie promo code? Thanks. That's from the 618.
I don't know.
Radio?
It is. Actually, that allows me to do the MyBookie spot,
okay.
too.
I didn't know.
Make your way to MyBookie. You win, and they pay fast. Last night, I was on the over of the Giants-Lions, which kind of like the over of... What was another game I bet? The Texans and Bengals, where I saw a couple plays, and I'm like, oop, going to lose this one.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the Giants have some offensive issues. You know the issue with the Giants is they can't run the football. Lions look pretty good. They have two backs that are effective. Abdullah and Theo Riddick's great out of the backfield as a pass-catching running back. And then they have some wide receivers. Maybe the Lions are legitimate this year. 2-0. So I lost on that, but then I did my thing where you bet on a team that's in the mix, competing for a spot against a team that's out. And last night's play was the Brewers, and that one shipped. So I lost the juice.
Did you?
I lost the juice.
Okay.
But I took a beating on Saturday. Make your way to MyBookie. You win, and they pay fast. MyBookie.ag offers in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. It's MyBookie. The promo code is RADIO. Let's see. We cannot be friends anymore if you become a bearded Hoosier. It's from one of my friends.
Okay, well, that used to be one of your friends.
Yeah, I guess I'm out.
As soon as you grow a beard, you're considered a Hoosier?
I didn't know that. Is that a thing? Like that guy who bottoms on Ozark. Is he a Hoosier?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I think with that beard, for one, it's red, so it's a little alarming. And two, it's very mangled. Yours seems more well-kept.
Okay.
Like if you see a guy like on an award show, he kind of got the scruff.
Yeah.
That's I haven't trimmed this at all. I haven't trimmed it at all.
You can tell.
I think Hoosier's more the way you dress.
I think it's an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. See, white trash to me is an attitude. Hoosier is just like, but I mean, growing up in the neighborhood I did, I loved it. I fancy myself a Hoosier, you know?
I dated a Hoosier and it was...
Yeah. Was that from over at Rico's?
Is that the guy who made a pass?
She lived in Festus, I think. But she, in the middle of summer, she'd come over with a black leather jacket and boots on. Like, nobody dresses like that.
Maybe she was just goth, baby.
No, she's from Festus.
Is that a lot of goth there? I haven't been there since an American Legion game in 91.
How'd you guys play that
There was a brawl. Nice. We almost got thrown out of the village.
You can't go back to Festus anymore.
Tim calls it.
Thank you.
You can dip James. Your toe in Crystal City, but don't go across the line.
Big Bill Bradley
Festus.
Guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Twinks, could you please tweet me a picture of Tim's beard and Plowsy doing the finger stash? Thanks. Love you, Ben. Lick my fortune cookie, Vaughn. It's from Brian Henschen. Nice. Brian Henschen wants a picture, and he just told you to...
Henschen, good people.
Reason.
He moved at West, and he got vile.
He's not good enough to avoid
the
suspension.
He's such a nice young man.
Brian Henschen has been suspended.
Is he still in South Dakota?
I think so. It's changing him.
He's been suspended a period of 3 days' time for even being in South Dakota. Tacked on another day for that.
Isn't that where Deadwood is? Or is that North Dakota?
Doug,
they're all the same.
I don't know. I've never been to either of the Dakotas. I have a feeling I'll never make it there.
I've never met a sane person named Dakota.
Dakota Sky had a brief run in the industry.
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning's a mainstream actress, is she not?
She is, but she got naked in the Runaways movie.
Of course. How would you know that? You've seen every movie that's ever been made?
Well, I'm a big fan of the Runaways, if you remember Rico 2.
Right.
I think she played Sherry Carey.
Harry Carey? She played Harry Carey?
And got naked?
Sherry
I don't
Carey.
Want to see that.
And then who's the chick that sometimes is gay, sometimes not, sometimes she's hot, sometimes she's disgusting?
Anne Heche.
No. Stewart?
Lady
Kristen
Gaga?
Stewart?
Oh.
I think she's lesbian now.
Is she now? Yeah. She played Joan Jett.
Here's the thing about Kristen Stewart. When she was just on Twilight and kind of like, at the time, kind of like the alternative It girl, I didn't really find her attractive. But now that she's a lesbian, I find her attractive. Wonder what that says.
I don't know.
I really like lesbians, I think is what it says.
But you're right. Sometimes she's attractive. Sometimes she looks trash. I don't know. Just, I guess it depends. I mean, she shaved the head for a period of time. It got really short when she went gay.
Mm.
Don't go, That's not hot in the least.
My friend who says I will be a Hoosier if I grow a beard says I will be eligible to drive a Corvette. So you can't drive a Corvette without a beard? These are things.
Corvettes aren't Hoosier. They're...
No, the yellow Corvette with the top down in November is
good, that's a good whip.
I've seen that a lot.
That's nice.
Isn't that the guy who did the man-woman thing?
I think if you...
Vanity plates for sure. Gotta
enjoy a Corvette, drive it.
Over 40 with a vet, that just means
small, yeah, I mean,
they're the only people that can afford a vet.
Small penis, not Hoosier.
Wow, there's a lot of stereotypes I wasn't aware of.
How many people who are 19 can afford a Corvette?
I wouldn't buy a yellow one, though. That's a little...
No, it needs to be red or probably maybe black.
Little red Corvette, 83?
Sounds about
right.
Somewhere
in there. I always wanted a Corvette.
Why don't you get one?
Well, I don't need one.
Man, you got nice. You got nice whip. You got nice whip. They say I got a lot of whips, man. I got a lot.
But now there's such an image problem with the Corvette.
Why? Because of this segment? Because of this segment?
I'll tell you a Hoosier I am. The first car I wanted was a Monte Carlo. I wanted a Monte Carlo when I was like 15.
God bless you. God bless
you. I wanted that. I saw Monte Carlo and I thought, that's a cool car. I'd like to have one.
My best buddy got a white Sunfire and the friendship was over. It was done.
You cut him off at that point, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
White Sunfire, Doug?
You got a good deal on it.
It was probably pretty fast for a 4-cylinder.
First car I ever bought on my own was a Monte Carlo.
See?
79 Monte Carlo. Yeah. And I won that by going, I think, 13-1 in bowl games, and I had cash, and I bought it.
You're like Munson and Kingpin.
I told you how old I am now because there were only like 14 bowl games back then.
Mm.
Gambled your way right into the car of your dreams.
I did.
Have double pipes on that bad boy, dual exhaust?
No, it was...
Let people hear you coming to send a message. You're from old money.
If you see the picture of me and Ty Babylonia that I posted on the fan page...
That's how you got her.
We're posing in front of my Monte Carlo.
Beautiful.
Was she impressed by that?
I bet she was.
She must have been.
Doug, Dakota Sky is smoking hot. She's from Kentucky. It's from the St. Peter's Lemming.
Okay, thanks for that little biographical...
Corvettes are absolutely Hoosier. Thank you. That's from the St.
If you can have a Corvette's Hoosier, what's a Camaro?
Right. If you can have a $70,000 Hoosier car, I guess that's it.
It's not Hoosier if it's like a 1960s, 1970s, maybe T-top. That's badass. But you're going into the newer model of Corvette. That is kind of Hoosier. I can't explain why, it just is.
One of my friends in high school was given a brand new Corvette upon graduation. I remember saying they paid $6,300 for it. We thought, who would ever pay that much money?
He had $6,300 to throw around?
His dad did.
Oh, I respect that.
That was his present.
How long until he wrecked it?
I'm not sure he ever wrecked it.
Yeah, he sure
still has it?
He was the cool guy with that. Brand new Corvette. I was tooling around in like a $50 Buick Special, 1962 Buick Special, 3 on the tree transmission. You didn't even need a key to start this thing. You just turned the little knob, and it started without the key.
Oh, watch this. Sometimes no key, push to start.
Of course, that word got around, and sometimes I'd come out of high school after school, and my car would be parked like 10 spaces away from where I had parked it earlier in the day.
The boys were up to their tricks. Take
it, yeah.
Doug, Camaros are Hoosier. Corvettes are not Hoosier. Thank you. That's from the 618.
Yeah.
I don't know. I drive what you like.
Right.
Go where you like. To each their own.
I think Corvettes
but apparently,
cool.
I now get a Corvette because I have a beard. I didn't know these things. These are things I didn't know.
Well,
I just don't get an El Camino. Then you would be a Hoosier.
They don't make
Iggy says, vets mean you have a small penis. What does a 25-year-old Buick with vanity plates reading Iggy 1 mean? Thank you. That's from Terry.
That means I have no money. It has nothing to do with the penis.
That's also what my car means as well.
Hoosiers can't afford new Corvettes. Thank you. That's from the 618.
No, they definitely cannot.
I agree with that take.
No, white trash people can't afford new Corvettes. Hoosier is not white trash. It's a different breed.
I agree with you.
You can have a millionaire who acts like a complete Hoosier and wears sandals.
My definition of Hoosier is like your definition of white trash.
Yes.
Hoosier, to me, is kind of born into it and not necessarily vile. You just kind of, you know, this is kind of the way it is. White trash is new money, gold chains, you know, a lot of debt, you know, pissed at minorities. That's white trash.
It's a big population of Canton right there.
This is a convertible new Corvette. Starts at about $59,000.
Oh, you can't get one for under $60,000.
No, that's where it starts.
You want to put the leather in it. You got to put the...
Yeah.
All the chrome wheels.
Doug, any car you can picture Jeff Fisher driving is a Hoosier car. That's my rule.
That actually helps.
C Corvette.
A Miata.
I always wanted like a 1962 Corvette, like the kind they gave McGuire when he hit his 70 home runs. That's the one I wanted.
Why don't you get it?
With the
you can afford
flags
that now.
On the side of it. And
Hey, Tim, watch this. Do what you like. I see guys and girls dancing. Thanks, Manchild 79.
Way to add to the conversation. We're talking about Corvettes.
The Omega Nut Bar?
The 62 now would be about as expensive as the new ones. I almost bought one in Miami. There was an old, broken down one, and the guy was darn near giving it away. And it was the car I'd always wanted, needed all kinds of work. And I thought, boy, I'd love to have that. But I know nothing about cars. I couldn't begin to work on any of it. But if I had and had it restored, it would now be worth $80,000, $90,000.
There seems to be a theme of things you wish you would have done when you were in Miami.
Right. That was one of them.
I've had a few. Yeah.
Those cars have just skyrocketed in value. That era. Corvette.
Better to spend the money on a car than buying into that land in South Beach.
Yeah, that little hotel that is now a high rise worth multi-millions. Yeah, I had a chance to.
You don't repop, do you?
I think you probably go ahead and repop. Yeah, that only cost me a life of retirement at the age of about 40.
Guys, there are a lot of Corvettes down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Thanks, Hunchback of Oncastle. You know, I haven't been lucky enough to get down there in 23 years, but I don't know. So I don't know the answer to that. Plowhawk, have you been down there? I feel like I could see you on a jet ski.
Mm. No, I'm not really a... I don't mind a pool. I like the pool scene, but like water, it scares me a little bit. I don't like seeing. I don't
water
like
water scares you.
Yeah, I don't like not seeing what's underneath of me. And let me tell you, I'm not a great swimmer. So if like a current happened to go, I'm going
it's
under.
It's a lake. It doesn't have a current.
It what
does.
About a rogue
the
used condom?
It does have a current.
Shipping you.
Well, yeah, I'm good in like little creeks. You know, little creek beds. You know, little.
You're just swimming in creeks.
Play with the crawfish.
Yeah, we used to go in like little babbling brooks.
Oh,
and, like,
wow,
just jump
nice.
Around.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful family vacation. Let's find a creek somewhere.
Frolic in the meadows?
Like a Walt Whitman poem.
But yeah, so I'm not a big fan of like open water. Not a huge fan.
I bet you would like Lake of the Ozarks if you had a boat to
maybe.
Fish or something, wouldn't you?
They put there some parties down there, Plazzi.
Yeah, I hear.
How long of a drive is it from Sedalia to the Lake of the Ozarks?
Oh, well, you can get to Truman Lake, which is on the other side of the dam, and easy, 30 minutes. But so you can get down there about an hour if you go the right way.
Really? All right. Yeah. Talk about that.
See, it's crazy. So the Truman Dam divides Truman Lake from the Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm.
But they're completely different worlds, let me tell you, Doug.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Nicer or not as nice?
Well, Truman's a little, I guess you would call it a little more peaceful, a little low key, a little less wealthy. You go on the other side of the dam, you got some big boats, some big money. That's where Party Cove is.
Yeah.
That's where you're having a good time.
All right. I always kind of enjoy it when we go down there.
Why don't we go? Do a remote.
Shady Gators, you guys doing a remote? I can see it now.
Guys, I love how the Plowhawk says he likes to swim in little one-foot deep creeks just like Tadpole. Thank you, Brandon in St. Charles.
Well, the creeks are a little bit bigger than your normal-sized creeks. They're like man-made creeks.
And that's where you go.
Are you talking about sewer systems?
No, like
yeah. Tim Robbins went swimming theoretically in Shawshank. Well, is that what we're talking about?
No, I had I lived on a farmland, and in between two of the cow pastures, there was a creek
where the cows would poop and things.
No, it was the poop was on the other side.
Cow
of it.
Pond.
Yeah, right. It was cool.
Doug, that is your question.
A little babbling brook.
I mean, I'm sure when you grow up on a farm, that's the kind of thing you do. You can't always ride into town and do things there, so you play in the farm.
Doug, my first car was a 94 Buick LeSabre with bench seats, and me and the boys would ride three high in the front. That's from the 314.
Boy, that's hot, yeah. Most cars used to have bench seats. You could fit a lot more people in them. And who needs a seatbelt? Seatbelt? Ah, who needs that? Tie the kids down? No, just let them walk around in the back seat, and we'll get going about 85 miles an hour here on the highway. What could go wrong?
We had one where in the back where the seat faces outside the one. You know,
oh yeah, station wagons growing up in the 80s. Yeah. That's what we had.
And in the middle, we had there was a hole in the floor.
A hole that you could see the street below.
We used to like put our hands down there and try to touch the street.
Well, that'd have been a good idea.
Yeah. Doug, once again, it's the tastiest time of the year. Q and the Lou is coming September 29th through October 1st to Keener Plaza downtown all weekend long. The world's best pitmasters will be serving up the jaw-dropping, mouth-watering barbecue that made them legendary. We're talking ribs, Texas brisket, southern chicken, whole hog, and more. And of course, no smokeout would be complete without cold beer and killer live music. The festival is free to anyone, or go all out with a Q VIP pass where you get treated like barbecue royalty. And if you're going to the Cardinals' last homestand at nearby Busch Stadium, check out the pregame barbecue bash, where you can get all-inclusive barbecue and drinks from everyone on Bud Select Pit Row. Head over to qandthelou.com For more information about everything that's waiting for you, September 29th through October 1st in Keener Plaza, no matter who you are, you've got to make sure to be at Q and Lou, because where there's smoke, there's fun. It's Q and Lou coming up in a couple weeks. That'll be fun. Let's see. Guys, I like on Sundays when you are at the wineries and 10 Corvettes pull up, all the mustache gents get out wearing those plastic leather jackets and the broads have some sort of Corvette apparel. Thanks, Stephen Wilde. I haven't seen that. Is that what goes on at the wineries?
I don't do a lot of time at the wineries either. I think some of the Corvette thing is rooted in jealousy, because young folks would really love a Corvette, and for the most part, the only people that can afford them are their dad's age.
Mm.
And so they say, well, what's he doing in the Corvette that I want? I don't know that that happens really for any
other
car.
I don't know if kids want Corvettes anymore. They probably want Teslas.
Hey, Doug, well, does John Vaughn want a Tesla? You got to get John Vaughn a Tesla.
$150,000 for a Tesla?
I would much rather have a Corvette than a Tesla, but I'm kind of a Hoosier. I'll admit it. I'm from Sedalia. The idea of a Tesla doesn't do it for me, but a Corvette sounds pretty nice.
I've seen some awfully nice Teslas in the showroom.
I just want a car that'll start in the winter.
See? And some people's bars are different.
Right, they are.
Doug, our fourth annual charity wiffle ball tournament benefiting Birdies for Bipolar is just around the corner. It's presented by Bud Light, DB's Sports Bar, Gold's Gym, Country Financial, and 7-Up. The tournament takes place on Saturday, September 30th at Francis Park in South City, starting at 10 a.m. I think eventually they'll change the name to honor me. Sign up your team of four players today on InsideSTL.com for only $150 per team. This includes round-robin play and group winners advancing to the knockout rounds. There will be barbecue, beer, mixed drinks, and water for purchase on site, provided by DB Sports Bar. So sign your team up today and invite your friends to come watch you capture the wiffle ball crown. It's September 30th. Sign up on InsideSTL.com. You know what it is. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. And wow, wow, wow. I see Justin in Columbia has been put in Matt Carpenter's spot today.
He's going to draw a walk.
Guys, when discussing the story about the guy who tried to bang him in the hot tub, did Iggy actually say, quote, "I don't know why he thought I was gay"? Well, here's a list of five reasons. Number one, a guy tried to bang you in a hot tub and you did not get out of the hot tub. Number two, the only time you've ever had straight one-on-one sex was with an 85-year-old woman who was on her deathbed and had lots of money. Every other story of Iggy having sex involves a man somewhere in the room. Number three, you admire Lady Gaga. Not in the way of wanting to bang her, but you admire what she stands for, just like every other guy who came out in 2010. Number four, earlier this year you got mad that someone didn't like the peach pie you made. And number five, you want to bang Johnny Weir and have pictures floating around of you in women's lingerie. There's women there half naked and you're prancing around in an effing teddy. There are your reasons. Justin in Columbia decided today was the day to strike. Oh,
Justin in Columbia.
Well said, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of gave us some perspective that none of the hosts thought of.
Maybe I am gay.
Oh, wow. Iggy's leaving an open invitation out there for a post-TMA Live soiree. Cultists are already hailing this event as Waco 2.0. Light hors d'oeuvres of big toe and sunflower seed fritters will be served in honor of FFF. And if you want to make the night a real pony, be sure to try Iggy's Roofie Colada, a famous concoction responsible for most unreported sex crimes in Brentwood since 1950. Plowsy smoking himself stupid on the back patio will create a smoke plume so large the ATF will undoubtedly uncover the cult gathering, bust in, and confiscate Iggy's Christy Canyon VHS tapes as an intimidation tactic. Party at your own risk. Doug, that's from Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Carlos Spicy Wiener. He's new.
Guys, Flops here. Remember back for a while there, you guys would do these post-show wrap-up videos? Maybe you don't. They only lasted about as long as the Girl Entertainment Reporter you spent months auditioning on the air. The way I remember it, you'd film the little wrap-up, edit them, and in an hour or two after the show, they'd end up online. It was neat. You know, something to just kind of have on in the background while the Asian guy that works at the dry cleaners dillied you over a 50-gallon drum of starch. Anyway, I was watching Larry's Raw preview last night, and he's piping in other people to join him live on the show. I realized that he was legitimately past you guys from a broadcast technology standpoint. No joke. He's got multiple people on camera from all over the city live, and he's doing all of this from a phone he keeps in a leather pouch clipped to his belt. And you guys just spent how many hundreds of thousands of dollars building a new studio so you could continue to broadcast on AM radio? A studio that replaces your old studio that, you guessed it, allowed you to broadcast on AM radio. He has sponsors. He has beautiful artwork on his walls. He does have a nice painting that we get to enjoy. And he has a tendency to turn by at station events when he drinks. This man is beating all of us. Larry, God bless you. God bless your broadcast. And God bless your incredibly tiny Birkenstock decorated feats. That's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
My word. Guys, my favorite part of this morning was right out of the gate. You guys played a clip from another radio show. Literally 2 minutes into your show. After a minute and a half of Francesa going all over the map about a meaningless Big Ten non-conference game. Plowboy followed up with, again, he has no idea what actually happened. When Doug asked for clarification, Plowboy took a similar route to the story, and we still don't know what the hell happened. Finally, after Brett and Fred looked up a drive summary, Plowboy got tired of the questioning and shut it down with, well, I didn't watch the game, but I know he was confused and just yelling at his producer. Someone save this little exchange for any future interns, because our 25K a year stoner twink boy is on the exact same talent level as the best in the biz. What an industry you all have chosen. Thank you. Doug, that's Matt Who Bowls at Hank's, putting it in perspective.
Matt Who Bowls at Hank's, putting it in perspective.
And finally, the leader for the month of September. Morning, fellas. I consider myself good at reading between the lines and identifying half-truths. So let me tell you guys what really happened in the hot tub. Iggy's enjoying a soak and a guy is walking by, turns to him and says, hey, how's it going? Iggy then scolds the gentleman yelling, I'm not gay. As the gentleman finally walks out of view, he lets the prostitute's head up out of the water. Oops, I guess killed another one today. Thanks, that's from the hipster of Tower Grove South. P.S. Sorry again, love you, buddy. Doug, guess we have
Tower Grove
South for the Hot Shots email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, sure.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Columbia. Justin in Columbia.
Likewise, ditto.
Yeah, Justin in Columbia. The guy, when he plays tournaments, he wins the tournaments. Mm-hmm. He's like Eldrick.
He's a big game hunter, Tim.
He's like Eldrick. This guy keeps doing it on the field. He keeps doing it off the field. Ah, yes.
He.
See? Justin in Columbia, you've won the Hot Shots email today. It's time for the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box that is coming your way next here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Ben Fredrickson, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.